Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about the rule of 1000 in business momentum. So, I'm assuming right here that you know how to build a business, all right? Or maybe you just don't have the momentum. What's momentum? Momentum is pretty much speed over time, okay? Some people say that's acceleration, well, whatever you want to call it. That's your physics business, okay? But what I'm talking about specifically here is having momentum in your business, things moving at speeds that is very impossible to stop you from reaching success, okay? And you need to have momentum in your business. You absolutely need to have momentum in your business. Here's why. Number one, you're human like everybody else. You're going to get tired if you just keep doing things in mediocre ways. Eventually, your spirit gets weak, your body gets weak, you go back to what you know, which is going back to a job on Fridays and expecting a paycheck on Fridays. I mean, going to work 40 hours or more per week and expecting a paycheck on Friday. And then you just go back to that. Sometimes you go back to it without even knowing it, without deciding I'm going to go back to it. Like people don't just say, I'm going to go back to my 40 hours per week for 40 years of my life. People just don't say that. It's just life. It happens. But that's not what you want. That wasn't your dream. Your dream was to build your business. And in order to build your business, you need momentum. You know why? Because success loves speed. That's a fact. So I have this rule that you need in place because a lot of people are struggling, both online, offline, in real estate. They're struggling because they simply don't have momentum in their business. Oh yeah, duh. They don't have momentum, so they're struggling. No, but listen to me. See what I'm saying for a second here, okay? If you do things in mediocre ways, if they told you this is what you need, and you said, no, I'm just going to do half of it, that means you're half-assing it, right? If you say, I'm just going to do one-tenth of it, that means you're, again, half-assing it. You can't do that in business, okay? If you do that in business, you pay dearly for it because everything is scaling at percentages, exponentially. So if you reduce the amount of effort you're supposed to add into your business, it reduces your momentum in scales of exponential effect. And that's why you want to be careful about that. Now, obviously, you don't want to outdo yourself. You don't want to burn the bank. You don't want to burn your resources and not get any result. You need to spread out nicely so you can be in business long enough until you get success. But here's the truth. Success loves speed, okay? So I want to give you, people ask me all the time, how much do I need? What do I need? What do I need to get this going? People ask me, how much exactly am I going to need? So I'm going to give you an answer to that right now, okay? There are two things at play here in terms of resources, right? Mainly, you have time and you have money, right? It's either you have time or you have money. Or you have, you know, some type of balance there. But usually, when you have more money, you don't have time. Chances are you're making good money at what you do, but you just want freedom. You want more time freedom. Or the other way around, if you don't have time, you should have money. Hopefully, right? Hopefully you have a job that's taking that much time away from you and your family, but it's paying you nicely so you can use money to leverage your way out of something you don't enjoy doing or out of getting to retirement or towards a goal of retirement or having more time freedom in your life. So it's really, really a battle between time and money, hence the image you're looking at if you're watching me on YouTube, okay? So here's the deal. There's something I call the rule of 1,000, okay? You need to have 1,000 for the next 90 days. That's my point with that, okay? So depending on which one of these two you have to invest, you may have time or you may have money, okay? If all you have is time, and you consider yourself, no, I'm just broke, I cannot do this, then you gotta have at least 11 hours per day for the next 90 days. That's essentially comes out to about 1,000 hours. 1,000 hours for the next 90 days you need to invest into your business. So if this was online, you need to invest that into some free strategies like prospecting on Facebook for free, but you need time to do that. You gotta have the time to do that. You do not have the right to give the excuses of not having time because you have to create the time. If that's all you're willing to create, then simply go ahead and create that time and invest it into your business for the next 90 days. If you haven't given 1,000 hours into this business, either online, offline, real estate, digital marketing, whatever it is, right? If you haven't given 1,000 hours to it, you have no rights to complain that you're not getting results. That's how you create momentum, my friend. Now, on the other side of things, let's say you absolutely don't have the time, but you don't mind investing money. Then you gotta be minimum outside of your initial investment in your business, right? Buying courses, buying books, put some tools in place, whatever, right? When it comes to marketing, you gotta have at least $1,000 in marketing dollars available per month. It's either that or you have 1,000 hours for the next 90 days, okay? 1,000 hours, 11 hours per day, okay? Is it gonna be worth it? Absolutely, it's gonna be worth it because essentially you're gonna make money, you're gonna be able to invest money, leverage money, send money to work for you. Does that make sense? So that's my rules of 1,000. Hopefully it makes sense to you. Hopefully write it down, scribble it somewhere and make it a rule. And if you have one bigger than the other, you have to find a balance somewhere in there. It's more about that later. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace. Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.